holding in Sifah Tov Kuf Tov Test. We're holding Mishaburas and Sifah Aleph. We're holding in Sifah to pick up from Sifkatan Dalad. Actually, we did Dalad. Sifkatan Hay. So it says that it's also to eat an Erev Yom Tov from Mincha Lamala. Ha'ilish Alav Davka. He says in the language it's Kamar B'Shabbos, just like by Shabbos. Well, in Shabbos it doesn't say that it's Osir. The Gamash Erev Shabbos Einoy Os Isir. It's not really a true Isir, but rather Ela Mitzvah Lehimana Milikvoya Suda Mitesha Shavos Alamalav Kanabas Simin Reshem Tesai and Shom. It's proper. It's the right. It's the mitzvah to do that. But it's not. The Chazal didn't present it in the language of Isir. Okay.
Isur lechol and
Rikbola
Sudah, these are
having
opposites. Isur
lechol,
I assume, means a Kuzah snap.
No, you know, it means Kviya Sudah. Over here, Akila means a Kviya Sudah. And that's just like by Shabbos, where the Chazal limited what you're allowed to eat in Arab Shabbos. It doesn't mean a full Isur of any Akila. Mimincha l'mala vav, ha'inu mizman mincha k'tano k'mar shiksav n'mikadim. So when we say mincha l'mala, we mean that's not a very clear language because there's two calculations. He says teisha shos l'mala, which is mincha, the time of mincha k'tano. If you look at the bir halacha mimincha l'mala, he says lav davka the afchati shor k'odim mizman mincha k'tano ha'inu mitesha shos l'mala. Doesn't mean actually for mincha. Mincha k'tan is 9.5 halachic hours in the day. And this Isser starts a half an hour before that, which means it starts from 9 halachic hours on the day. So from 9 halachic hours, it means one quarter of the day is left before sunset. Three quarters of the day have passed. So at that point in time, a person should not be kaveh asuda. Zayin shezel mikval hakavod k'nisha yechol b'leil yom tiv l'teyom. In this way, a person, when he eats the meal, will eat it with appetite. Okay. Now, in a case where Shabbos is erev yom tiv, so you have a shoshudas problem. Okay, so we said that you may eat your meal at that point in time. So yechol l'kayim. Rizal Omer, afilu im shochach over. V'lo'kayim sudoshishis kadim zman mechaktana. You really should have eaten earlier, before this point in time. But even if you did not do so, yechol l'kayim achakach, you're able to fulfill your mitzvah. You don't lose the opportunity to do the mitzvah at that point in time. But it is the chachila proper that you should eat it earlier. But in this scenario, we did not do it earlier. Oz, mitzvah chachila, these are sheichol rak ma'ad pas k'sheichol habalad l'tiyavet. So in this scenario, where a person is being mekayem mitzvah of shalshudas later, it is appropriate that he only eats. He limits his what he's eating, thereby allowing him to enjoy the meal that evening, the tiyavet. In a case where Yom Tov Rishon is on Shabbos, and now once Shabbos is Yom Tov Sheni, so we'd have the same halacha. Now, two things I want to point out. Take a look at the Bir Halacha Be'erev Yom Tov Kamay B'Shabbos. What's that going on? Yeah. Fine. See, the Magen Rambam says the Huadin be Yom Tov Rishon Yesh the Noyam and the Kvar Sudah to Tesha Shol Sal Malo Shurev Yom Tov Sheni Kadesh Sheyechol V'Lala the Tayovin Veheti Kuhu V'Achroinim. So the Magen Rambam says in this scenario, the first day Yom Tov is on Shabbos. Secondly, Yom Tov is Motzi Shabbos, and we're going to limit what we're going to eat on Shabbos by Shal Shudas because you want to be able to eat the following night the Tayovin. When he said the Ein Din Zebora, I found that this halacha questionable. Achreisha be'emes hoikir hu yom tov rishon. For nowadays, b'zman hazeh, ikir mitzvah yom tov rishon. That's the raisa. So you have Shabbos, which is the raisa, yom tov, which is the raisa. You have Motzei Shabbos and yom tov, which is the rabbanon. So I'm telling you, don't do enjoy your meal on Shabbos and on Yom Tov as much as you could, and limit your mitzvah of oinig and simcha on Yom Tov, because you want to be able to eat it and do mitzvah rabbanan afterwards. That's a pretty big Yiddish. I would thought maybe that's not true. Then I'm a kinnam b'kvi the yarchot. V'apavali on the sichem lahachem b'boil milasa shum alachel b'kol can't call a shusim. Come beyond the rishon and lo the tarchel k'leil. How many etzim yom tov shikar bo b'smanu abal shenachem milechel b'yom tov rishon be'esha toyv lechel. If you're hungry, I'm saying, don't eat now, even though you're hungry, because you want to be able to eat tonight. Latei oven. When Ashaveu l'sveikah Shema Hayoyim Chol who erev Yomtiv Kadesh Yerchem Balal Latei oven. Menayin Lano Darbezet. I'm not sure where this comes from. See, he leaves it as a question. He's not convinced that is the halacha. Okay. Now, that's one point. So he leaves it, he's not convinced that that's the halacha. The second thing is, if you take a look at the Sharat Siyun, and it's a katan yod, so he says, you should limit your intake. So what does that mean? Cheat ma'at pas. Ayin v'mach sechel, d'ahayin v'yosim v'kebeya pas. It means more than a kebeya. Shehu shir sura shlishis kileya b'simon reish simon reish sariyal. So the amount which you're suggesting that you eat is a little more than a kebeya pas. So that would be that's the amount that you should eat. Achei b'emes hu yochol lechol yoyser actual yeh shir kebiyas suda tanak shiri gilusa b'chol. Now, more than a kebeya is not really a full meal. You see, the normal meal was considered by, we spoke about three or four bayim is considered like the minimum amount a person would make a meal. So just one kebeya, I can have more, I can have two kebeyim also, you know what I mean? Remember, the size of a kebeya is a slice, one slice of rye, large slice of rye bread from the middle of the loaf. 2 pound loaf from the bakery, take out a slice, that's a kebeya. So, you know, you can have two slices also, you have three slices also, that's not a large meal yet. So as long as you're not getting to the point where a person would have a kviyas, the amount of people would have a kviyas suda, so that's called you're still minimizing what you're eating, and that's you're fulfilling your idea of allowing yourself to eat latei oven on Matzi Shabbos. Okay. So up to the point where a person would be having the normal size meal they would have during the weekday, you're allowed to be mekel. I do want to point out the other round, but a person has to eat at least more than a kebeya of pas, special shudas. Kids, they make you know, some adults also, they make a moitzi and they eat, you know, take one bite, two bites, and that's it. That's their special shudas. And when they have other food, that's not proper. Okay. Tess, mechayv lutzoya b'shteik hasudas oichel b'yomtiv. We eat two meals on yomtiv, but both meals require lechem mishnah. Kilkamei, al sheki korus yud. Shagam b'yomtiv lo hoya yored amon kama b'shabbos or yored be'er yomtiv keflaim. Yomtiv also had that the mon did not fall, and therefore the same way on Shabbos we commemorate that by the fact that there's a double portion in erev Shabbos, so we have a double challah to commemorate that. That's true in Yom Tov also. Tosfos actually is masupik about that, whether the mon fell on Shabbos or not. The mon fell on Yom Tov or not. But he's saying that we're having lechem mishnah, assuming that is so, that it did not fall on Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. And he says, besides that, a person should be kaveh suud al yayin. So this is already above and beyond what you do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have lechem mishnah, you have bread, and you have a shear. So far, it's the same. But we're going to add over here that you have to have wine. Hanu gam be'em sasuda. You have wine during the meal. Movad ma shekiddush al hayayim mitchila. Besides the wine you have at the beginning of the meal for kiddush. Kamalin Shabbos. Now, which you do. That's what you do for Shabbos. Chanabas emun reish nun. So you have wine besides that during the meal. So he pointed out we don't normally have wine during the meal, but he seems to say over here that it would be proper to do that, because Chazal say in Simcha Lebayayin, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, which doesn't apply to Shabbos. We got mitzvah lechel bos, so there's a mitzvah to eat meat. Now, the Kazamor says in Simcha Elabavosr. Now, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch mention it? Because the Beis Yosef gets into the discussion that was only referring to Karbonis. The Simcha of the Basar, which is mentioned in the Gemara, is referring to bringing a Korban Shlomim. So we darshan that Simcha is being makir of a Korban Shlomim and eating it, that meat. So the Rambam brings down as a mitzvah to have Basar on Yom Tov. Beis Yosef argues in the Rambam, who told the Rambam that that's true, it's the Chetzal talking about Basar of Karbonis. Comes along in the Rambam and says the Rambam is right. So it's the Rambam says yes, Beis Yosef says no. And if the Shulchan Aruch says no, the Ben Magen Rambam says yes. Other Rechardim answer the Shulchan Aruch. So it's a big machlokes. But according to the Rambam and the Magen Rambam following the Rambam, a person should have meat on Yom Tov. And on that, the Mishabura brings it down as the mitzvah lechel basar. Now, there's an interesting question: whether you fulfill that obligation with chicken. Because that basar, the Gemara, was very clear, it meant not oifus, it meant bedavka basar. The passage you should have bedavka basar.
But are you trying to directly replicate what they were?
Well, the Mor says, "Simcha lebabosar." The Mor says that rejoicing is with meat. Mm-hmm. So, Shalom was, does that Mor mean dafka is in the form of a korban, or even not in the form of a korban?
Right.
So, Simchalikus, Rambam says yes, and Beis Yosef says no. Right. Rambam says that the mitzvah is the basar, like the Mor says, the mitzvah simply requires basar. Mm-hmm. Now, Pashas, it should be one meal a day. They didn't, they brought a korban shlomim, and they had it by both meals. So at least one meal a day would be sufficient. There are some places that say it means each meal is a mitzvah of simcha. So each meal is a mitzvah of simcha, it should be fleishigs. So the many elements they have milchiks on shavuos is questionable according to this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah only presents it as a mitzvah, so I'm not doing that mitzvah, I'm doing other mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of eating cheesecake on shavuos. It's a halacha Moshe v'Sinai. Don't laugh. Now, obviously, it's talking about a person who's able to afford it, obviously, according to a person's ability. My mother-in-law told me that she remembers in Shtetl, so they never had meat on Shabbos. They never meat the whole year. The only time they had meat was Pesach. They had a cow. Usually the cow would give birth to a calf over the year. They would keep the calf for Pesach, until Pesach. They'd take it to the Shechet. And if it wasn't the treifa, they had meat for Pesach. But otherwise, they had fish. They had fish. There was a river nearby. They used to go to the river and catch fish, and that was their Shabbos and Yom Tov meals. That was the Yoram Masegas. They were considered well-to-do because they lived near the river. They could get fish. Rigifta told us. He says when he ate Stancia in Tells, so he ate by an accountant. So accountant was going to say like one of the Gevirisha Yidden in Tells. So he was a gevir, and he could afford fish for Shabbos. Like the Arnian had bread. He was rich enough, he could afford fish. But, nobody had chicken, nobody had meat. Who could afford chicken or meat, that was gevir shemusogim in Europe, There are four times a year, four Yom Tovim, which Chazal, each one of them was Chazal something which was extraordinary. We should really rejoice even more than usual. The first day of Pesach, which was the day of the Geula, but Tzeres is because that was the day of Matan Torah, and Rosh Hashanah. Because it's the beginning of the year, and we should do a Siman Tov. The Russian is going to do good for us. And Yom Tov Shel Chag is that's that was the, to show that that was its own Yom Tov. It wasn't just the Hemshech of the first day's Yom Tov. So the Shartzina and Gimel goes through all of the steps. Okay, now he says, but the Yom Tov should be nicer than the ones for Shabbos. You'd be, but the Yom Tov. Now why is that? Mishum the Chai of Besimcha. So Gam Klein Bechal Simcha, Poshet the Chosek Gam Kain Biyot HaMasek. If a person can afford to have nicer clothing, you should have nicer clothing. So he means he has a Shabbos suit and a Yom Tov suit. That's like, you know, that's, you know, he can't afford necessarily. But the Yom Tov, above and beyond Shabbos, besides the Chiyav of Kovid, which we have by Shabbos, is the Chiyav of Simcha, applies the Yom Tov. Says Loinogo Lasu Surah Shish, we don't do a Surah Shish on Yom Tov. Kim Shtei Surahs, Arbis, Mishachas, you do two meals, the evening meal and the daytime meal. Chayv Lechel Ben Pash, the Chayv eat bread by both of those meals. Even though Yachel Ben Leil Yom Tov, a person, whatever reason, not eat the night of Yom Tov, wasn't feeling well. Now he's feeling better. So Yachel Ben Yom, Mishnei Pami, you should have two meals by day. So the first meal he'll say the full long version of Kiddush, which is normally said at night time, because he hasn't said Kiddush yet. And then the second meal. So there's some Achronim, which a new point. We don't make a meal of bread on Yom Tov. It would be proper to in some way commemorate the day of Yom Tov by eating something. There became a minig which he says, even though it doesn't necessarily work, really work with Shabbos, at least we made it as if, since there's a need of having a sort of shlishis, if I add like one extra dish by the earlier meal, as if like that was like that represents the other meal. Difficult to understand exactly what the logic behind that is. Okay, there's a need of being ma'akr to go to the basic knesses, and ma'amar lotzes. So why are ma'akim lo b'yudalit? They would prepare their meals that day. They didn't have refrigeration. They'd cook the meal in the morning of Yom Tov. So since you want to make a nice large meal, they made sure later to give people time to finish preparing for the meal. We add all these different piyutim. Many days of you know, in Yom Tov, we carve the Vadi Shiavri Zman Kriyashma, Tarkla Hashem, B'chol Yom Tov, Ked Likris Kriyashma, B'zman Haroi. So you have to start early so you'll be able to say Kriyashma at the proper time, as he explained before. So this idea of diving later is not a good idea. Also, I mean, the real goal is to say Kriyashma with the brachas of Kriya Shema before the Zman, before the three hours are up. Yeah. Beis. Chayv Adam Liyos Sameach V'Tov Leiv V'Mayit. The person has to be rejoiced on the Yom Tov. Hu V'Ishto Abana V'Chalom Nilvim Eloth. He has a chiyuv to expand this simcha to include his family also. The children he gives, distributes treats, being over here, roasted kernels and nuts. You buy clothing and jewelry for the women, according to his financial ability. You have to invite poor people onto your table. The only time you're allowed to fast on Shabbos or Yom Tov is by Tanis Chalon. Mishabura Tesuav Chai, Adam Leo Sameach, who mitzvahs the same in the Torah, the Chibur Samata, the Chayach, the mitzvah say the Raisa to be rejoiced on the Yom Tov. Now, I guess Gamanoshim, the mitzvah applies to women also. That's a big machloikus. Is the mitzvah that the husband should be Mesameach So it means that she has a chiyuv of her own. It means you have a chiyuv to be mesameach her. So he's bringing from the shagas aryas sheet is the woman is chayiv. B'moyed I'm around perikva mehilchus yomtiv the gam mechalamoyed who bechalal moyed linyan simcha the chiyuv simcha pais the chalamoyed also. That's inyan of simcha. When you're covered, but only ain't chayiv but mechalamoyed. It's not enough covered and only. Okay. The law never had mikra kodesh. Qatar doesn't use the language of mikra kodesh, which would indicate that we learn kodesh. Like I said before, it says across the Shabbos on the Kodesh Hashem Mechubod mikra kodesh. To learn out, there's a chiyuv over there of einig and kavod. So that doesn't apply to that. Doesn't apply to kavod.
What is kavod? What do you mean by kavod?
So. We'll see if we get to Hilchus Chalamoid, which is tomorrow. There is by Yalta Zechiyah of being Mechabed. Mechabed normally, where the Rambam learns that Mechabed was in the preparation beforehand. And Oynig is when you actually, the Rambam divides up Kavod Shabbos and Oynig Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. And all the things that you do Erev Shabbos, make sure that you have nice things for Shabbos. It's all part of you're honoring the guest of Shabbos by doing all this preparation for it. And then oynig is then you enjoy it when it comes. There's no din of kavod by chol hamoed. Pasha though, Pasha would mean like you know that as he brings a mashal, bring that person doesn't have to wear yata beganim and chol hamoed. He brings that the maril used to wear his yata beganim and chol hamoed. But he brings up more of the tars. That was the minhag of the maril. Now it has become much more common, you know. But it's not. Din, it's a din you must wear yantul kol yantul. There's no din you must wear yantul kol yantul kol yantul. Al tzkovet, you're showing honor to the day by wearing something special. Chayv lahachol l'ger yosem yitzayin. Shemar alevi v'ager by yosem. These also have to be served by you on yantul. Mishanob del sechetz. This is a quote from the Rambam. Va'oichel b'shoisa hu ubana v'ishtay. The person shuts his gates and he's enjoying himself. He is. Family, he doesn't give others who need help to benefit from his largesse. He's not rejoicing in mitzvah; he's rejoicing in his stomach. That their zebuch is like the bread of affliction. The bread is tummy. It's a bizoin for them. Shenemar, he's a perish al panechem, perish al gechem. Ram says that the Russian will take the fecal matter and pour it over their faces. That of when they celebrated on their holidays and they had big meals, so that's the result because it wasn't covered to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was enjoying their stomach. Every Kadosh Mafik Moed Burnish Mishenam Noisin Laani Misudotsa Biyamtiv Rachman Islan. There also gets into this etikud of Brazil called Achredim and his parshim go to Lachiyah B'chol Yisrael. You have to make sure that everybody has for Yomtiv. You should invite them. Okay? And you also should start only be Yomtiv B'li Suda. Normally, Baruch Hashem, therefore the Niyam have what to eat on Yomtiv. Ma nasa im hum lovim and yikoyim be'ir shen mispayishim li yad levakish. That's the ones which we're aware of that sometimes people which need, but it's not necessarily comfortable asking. The intelligent people, the people who understand, will take advantage of going to the shirim and gathering food for these type of people. The portion of the people who take care of this, mazakim la'atzma and mazakim l'chol anshehir. They really protect the whole city from punishment by doing such. That you just like in Shabbos you fast the Tanis Cholam, you do it on Yom Tov also. Even though we do fast the Tanis Cholam on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov, because that's the day they go to Erlo Duchen and they Omer Hashas. The lekum mekame kahani the parsi yodayo belema. So it means like this: well, why are you fasting? Because you had a bad dream. Well, you have an etza. You have duchening. The more said, the person has a bad dream can be made it during berachas kahana. So on the day that there's duchening, there's no need to fast. Umar Rechminyan said, this is the quote from the Marash. So if maybe B'Shem Rechardim, or this is the Rab, really, quoting the Marash. Maybe B'Shem Rechardim, a minute, Pasha Lisanus, and become welcome, Masa B'Soyf, the Hechad, Yesh Oit, Sad Lahoko, Yesh Lahoko, Yibzeh Yesim, and B'Shabbos. So Shabbos, you don't have Duchening. So that the only option is fasting. Over here in Yom Tov, you have the other option of fasting, excuse me, of Duchening, and being made by saying the Rebbeinu Shalom, that all my dreams should be turned to good, etc., which is what you say. If you have any other tzad l'hokul, we're going to rely on that opinion and just do that as opposed to fasting. But otherwise, we do fast on Yom Tov for Tanis Cholet. Yom Tov Kamei B'Shabbos. Yesha Kosef. So now come along, the Chredim, you know, take this Gemara very seriously. The Misha, Tanis Cholet, Kim Mishen, Mekayim, Chetzib L'chem. Tzarech liyoskul l'shem. Rabbi Elazar's shita was either kul l'chem or kul l'shem. Those are your two choices. Chama say no, it means half and half. But over here, it's not half and half. He's not eating. So he's going with Rabbi Elazar's shita. Rabbi Elazar's shita. So Rabbi Elazar's shita is either kul l'shem or kul l'chem. Then not doing kul l'chem, he has to do kul l'shem. Then a little bit of l'armer tefillas b'koshes. That's it. So you're not eating. Stay based on this the whole day and dive and learn. You can't go home for the suda. Can't sit there by the meal with them. Al-Darkim Rosh HaKholah, because he disagrees. We came with the Mis'ana, Mikri Kul Hashem. The fasting is Kul Hashem. And you don't have to necessarily go and learn, you know, if you want to go spend time with your family, it's also good. The time Shatir Lehizanos, Mishum, the came with the Nafshim, Marloi, Hitanis, Enekulai, and came Mikri Lachem. The head to the fast and Yom Tov, because for you this is called your enjoyment, because since you're worried about the chaloyim, and you know the only way you can be made to the chaloyim is by fasting. So the fasting for you is not affliction. Your fasting for you is the way to give you the way to relax you. So the fasting is simcha, or einig at least. Okay, gimel adam oichel b'shoyser v'sameach v'regel. Person should eat, drink, and be happy on Yom Tov. They say from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says the heart is a mitzvah of the whole Torah, is a mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov, because the mitzvah of Yom Tov is to be totally happy for 7-8 days straight, or 9 days straight, right? Without anything taking away your Simcha. In other words, nothing should get under your skin. For 9 days straight, nothing should get under your skin. You should be totally enjoying the Yom Tov. I don't know about you, but that's quite challenging. You know, a kid does something, a wife, spouse does something, in-laws do something, parents do something, guests does something. Even if you don't say anything, but get under your skin. The mitzvah is not to get under your skin, period. It means you have to total, straight simcha for 9 days straight, sukkah simcha stara, for 9 days straight, straight, only simcha, nothing else. The Vilna Gaon said it's the hardest mitzvah in the whole Torah. Well, you should be bosser, be yayin, or be schlech, be chalas rosh. You shouldn't spend the whole day going eating meat, drinking wine, and the frivolity. Schoik making jokes and chalas rosh and being light-headed, frivolous. That's not simcha. That's halalus, which is excited, you know, celebrating, and sichlus and foolishness. Well, it's a vino ala halalus or sichlus. The mitzvah wasn't to be to halalus and sichlus. Ela simcha sheyesh avodas hayetz. It's so much. The mitzvah is to be mesameach with the kodesh baruch hu. Oichel b'shoes achof. Afilu I who misagav atzim im nei shuba b'choyim es hashanu shalecha boser v'lo yishasayan. If the whole year he did avarus and he wanted to shuba, he's refraining from eating meat and drinking wine as a penance for his sins. B'shabas yomte b'chanach apur mechayim lecha b'lishtos yivachiyim to eat, and then he should be eating boser and wine, etc. So that applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov. in Chanukah and Purim. So the chiyuv lechem b'lishta. So now Purim, we know there's a chiyuv suda. The chiyuv over here is Chanukah. That's not everybody agrees to that. That the Chanukah is. We'll see. We get the Chanukah. It's not clear. There's a chiyuv of eating meal, whatever, on Chanukah. Sheish Rabbi Yitzchak Chavaliv Midas Chassidim Asher Hashem Lenegdim Tomid Cholachem Yeduayu. People who constantly live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in front of their eyes, and wherever they do, that they're being aware of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Beisim Chosim Oz Yoisir BeYoisir Meshapkan LaKodesh Baruch Hu Asher Simchem. Their natural response will be to give greater praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu for that simcha. So the result of their simcha, as opposed to being wild and frivolous, etc., is more and more service to Kodesh Baruch Hu, gratitude to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Take a look at the Bir Locha Ketzim Masamcha. He raises this issue. He says, children is with these treats, women is with clothing or jewelry. Men, the simcha. They would eat meat of a korban shlomim for simcha. You could see it was about the shlomim, about the shlomim zemachta. Actually, she'ain beis mitzvah kain. And yet, in yidei chayv a simcha ela b'yayin. So we fulfill our simcha with yayin. Shlomim yayin is amach lo benosh. Al boser ein chayv a lechol. Actually, kimin she'ain lonu boser shlomim. So, it's not a key of government. The idea of the boser has simcha does generate a mitzvah. But his boser, not even a mitzvah as man is it. So you really have three shitas. Someone told us a key of government nowadays they have boser. Someone told us a mitzvah. Someone told us not even a mitzvah. It's nothing. Okay, Dalit. Chiyobim Bezdin, Lahamed Shoiturim Birgolim. So here was the problem. The problem was that people had day off, and they're rejoicing, and they have some wine, etc. So they go for walks. Potentially, there's going to be problems of people, tznius issues. So Bezdin has a chiyuv. This is the language of a Rambam. Bezdin has a chiyuv to appoint Shoitrim, policeman, Bergolim on the Yom Tovim, Shiyu Meshetatim Umachapsin, they should go out, they spread out, Meshetatim, they go out all over the place, Machapsin, and they search out Meganas, Merdesim, Holonoras, in the various different places where people could go, in the gardens, in the orchards, by the rivers, Shleis Kapsusham, Lecho, Belishas, Anoshim, Anoshim, Yvelo de Aver. Shouldn't be men and women together. If they have guests over, it should be distinct. The men and women are separate. It shouldn't be the public party together. Then they're going to drink together. We have to be holy people. This is a constant. This is much more of an issue this time of year, because people had time off, people were happy, people were drinking. So the combination of the things, people go for walks, all these different things lent itself to problems. Like the Sharzian points out in Chavaliv, that this issue of Babasenu Harabim Nisparz Kilkul Zeb is Manenu Beizim Achem is Kamim Masochol. This is a problem. Some places the whole time when we're in it together. Avon Gadol is a terrible avera. Yishesh Biyado Limchay is provided Machiyav Limchay. The person who can stop it is Machiyav to stop it. I'm assuming Shilam Mates Biralocha Dibra Masko Lahokil, which over there is talking about, you know, the Chavos Chaim, like, you know, something like you need to find something to hang your coat on. You find the nail to hang your coat on. So it says, over there talks about the halacha about dancing on Shabbos. He says, I'm talking about dancing. I'm not talking about the issue of men and women dancing together. So he has a long arichas over there that now people are starting, the young people are starting to dance together. He goes to list of all the veiras, the scheme increases, and all the wonderful things which are relevant for young men and young women dancing together. So he says, over there also, that you should be aware that that we didn't forget that there's such a concept.
Okay.